Jack, a new manager, and a decent performance, and probably the only thing that separated the two sides was an exceptional goal.
Well, to be honest, we're seeing them was a scrappy goal, really. Nice finish, but the way it's got there, it's unfortunate. Hint of offside, apparently. And I think the initial foul on Mahrez is pretty pathetic, but that's the way it goes when you're down the bottom.
Either way, had a neutral walked into that ground and not known that one of the teams was top and one was second bottom, you'd be hard pushed to split them, wouldn't you?
To a certain degree, yeah. But obviously we're still coming away without any points. We can look back at the game, take away the positives, look at the negatives, what we can improve on, and then focus on Sunderland, which is obviously a huge game for us. Mm-hmm.
And you dropping back in at left back, comfortable?
At times, obviously.
He's not bad, Mahrez, is he?
Yeah, he gets in some awkward positions, really. He stays really wide, and then comes inside as well. So when he goes wide, you don't want to go too far out because it leaves the gap between me and obviously Jamal, it was, for runners. So you've got to try and balance it, which I thought I did okay. But yeah, it's obviously I'm just trying to do a job for the team and hopefully offer a bit more going forward when we play at home on Sunday.
And I suppose no disgrace at the end of the day to lose 1-0 to a side who are, you know, getting very, very close to being the champions of this country.
Yeah, it's no disgrace, but it's still a defeat. It's another game without a goal away from home, and that's something we need to change. We can't just rely on our home games to get us through because we know they're going to be tricky. We have to improve. Obviously, the new manager's came in, he's getting his ideas across, and we have to try and follow them as best we can. Obviously, brings a vast amount of experience, so we have to, you know, listen to what he says, and hopefully that'll be enough to get us out of where we are.
It's a worry, these goals away from home, isn't it? Particularly because you've only got to go a goal behind, and you suddenly think, are we going to get two? You know, and if you're to go two down, are you going to score three? Unlikely.
Yeah, I think that's probably been the biggest issue all season, really, has been the character of the team. When we go behind and we get a setback, we tend to let our heads drop, and we've got to change that. I thought tonight we did that. I thought we reacted well. We created one or two chances. On another night, we could have had a penalty. But yeah, like I said, you know, when you're down the bottom, you get no luck. We've got to try and create our own. Like I say, we'll analyse this game and we'll move on from it and focus on what's the huge game on Sunday.
And at the end of the day, it's not necessarily what you do against Leicester that's going to keep you up. It's what you do against Sunderland and what you do against Norwich City.
Yeah, exactly. We've got games against teams around us. They're going to be probably as tough, if not more tough, than a way to Leicester, to be honest, because when you're at this stage of the season, you're scrapping for points, they're the games where they're really tough to win, but we know we have to do that. It's in our own hands. We're only a point off, obviously getting out of the bottom three, so we have to focus on making sure we take points off the teams around us.
Do you have to keep reminding yourself that there are still 9 games left? I mean, this team you played tonight was 7 adrift, with 9 to play last season. Look where they are.
Yeah, exactly. They obviously, you know, they've done great since then. I've been in a similar position myself with Sunderland, where we were 7-8 points away, and we had some horrific games, and we managed to pull it off. So this is nothing really. We can get out of it. It looks grim, obviously, when you're in the bottom three, everyone looks down. But a few wins and you get out of it, and we've got teams, like I say, teams around us where hugely important that we show our character and show our fight and take responsibility as players and make sure we get positive results.
Quick couple on Sunday, biggest derby for a long time?
Yeah, probably. I think it would have been big. It's big every time, isn't it? We've got a few reasons to make sure we come away with a positive result, a win. The fact we've lost 6 in a row, it's not good enough. And the position of both teams on the table, it'll be built up as a huge game, as a cup final. And you've got to try and keep your cool in them games, stay relaxed. But in the same sense, realise the situation, realise the importance of the game to us, to the fans and to the club. So we'll be focusing on doing that with obviously the manager this week.